is Rika, Rivka, Markel. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about vibrations because, you know, that is what we can really define as our happiness. If we can feel when the feeling when we do certain things and how it makes us feel, we're really able to, don't you agree, identify what we really want.
Yeah, I think if we talk about the law of vibration or the idea that like attracts like, then you get closer and closer to understanding why you don't attract what you want. Because you don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. And that has everything to do with the law of vibration. So you attract whatever it is that is vibrating on the same wavelength than you. So that is how you get closer to manifesting the life of your dreams, understanding the law of vibration.
Yeah. And I'm going to, so these, there are other laws. I think that's the thing we need to dive into before we get into vibration. They're more than just the law of attraction. There's tons of laws. You've always talked about the law. You know, there's done tons of scientific laws, but there's a lot of laws that help you with the law of attraction and the secret, right?
Yeah, I think that Bob Proctor is the one that says that the law of attraction is a secondary law. The law of vibration is a primary law. So, and it is really the truth. Like you attract what you are. You don't attract what you want. You don't even attract what you visualize. You don't even attract what you are creating. You just attract what you are. And so if you are in a bad mood and you are thinking about all kind of doom scenarios, that's the vibration you're on, which is going to be a very low vibration. And then, of course, they talk about the law of Murphy. All of a sudden, everything is going wrong. Why? Because you are in such a low vibration that there is no way that something positive can happen in your life. So that's why it is so important to understand that. Like when you, that's why you said in the beginning, like the feeling is a secret. That is what Neville Goddard will tell you. But bad feelings, bad stuff coming to you, good feelings, good stuff coming to you. So you have to also have the art of creating that good vibration inside of you. And then we get into heart brain coherence, which is, in my opinion, one of the easiest ways to get into a vibration that is attracting good stuff.
All right. So you've given us a lot we can really jump into. I'm going to go back to what'd you say? The law of Murphy? What is it called?
Yeah, the law of Murphy. Like everything goes.
I don't know what law of Murphy is.
That doesn't matter. It's not important. It's just like the law that everything, all of a sudden, it goes like wrong, wrong, wrong. You attract wrong after wrong after wrong.
How do you end that?
You end up in misery.
How do you end the law of Murphy?
By going into inside and changing. You change your vibration inside, and that's where I always practice the heart brain coherence, because heart brain coherence is going to bring you in a state of 0.1 hertz, which is where you are going to be able to attract positivity, where you have like a good vibe and where you are in a state of just ease and peace and love and all the good vibrations.
Those good vibes. So it's just interesting when you talk about this whole thing about getting yourself in a state of vibration. Let's talk about that. A good vibration. I remember when I'm listening to Esther Hicks and about there's different levels of what vibration you are. Like you could be a state as in certain states, right? A state of happiness that are like, there's a scale. Is that something you like to talk about as well? There's a scale where we at, how we feel?
There's a scale. It is Hawkins who created that scale and who is, I don't know it by heart and I don't have it here with me, but it gives like very easy numbers to where the whole sequence of where you should vibrate, and like love is on the top and hate is on the bottom. So if you are in low vibration, again, that is what you will attract. And so you can never you will never be able to create your dream life if you're constantly negative, if you're constantly judging, if you're constantly hating, if you are constantly angry or in rage or all the negative emotions. You will not be able to create your dream life. So you can have the law of attraction in your mind all day long, and you can say with an angry feeling, I want to be a millionaire, you know. I'm not saying
everyone's against me, everyone's this. There are times that people can get there, but they're not very happy people.
No. It's not going to fulfill, it's not going to be fulfilling, and it's not going to give you peace of mind. And it's like stress and anxiety are like, you can be a millionaire, but full of stress and anxiety. And I think a lot of them are, because again, like, it has nothing to do with being rich or being poor, or like, abundance is way more than just only money. You know, if you if you're in a state of abundance, you will attract abundance.
Right. And you have to say you're in abundance. We talk about gratefulness, but let's talk about how you get to the right. How do you, first of all, gauge your vibration? Like, where am I in a vibration? I know I'm definitely not in boredom, so I'm good. I have a good vibration right now. And I'm not under boredom, because boredom, once you get bored, then we're going into some really bad states. But how do you kind of identify where you're at with your vibrations on a regular basis?
It is always the same answer. It is almost like I'm repeating myself all the time. You know your vibration by what is happening in your surroundings. If everything is flowing, if you're in a flow state and everything is going smoothly and the things that you need are coming to you, you don't have to go chasing them, then you know you're in a good vibration. If everything is against whatever is going on, like you want to go to the store is closed. You want to go to the bank is closed. Or like things that are all like, everything is going backwards, then you know you're not in a good state. You don't even have to feel that you are in a bad state. You can identify it by looking around you and see what is going on, because like attracts like. Your vibration will attract the same vibration.
Wow. And that's so true. And once you attract that vibration, it's over. So how do you do it on a regular basis to identify your vibrations and try to kind of monitor yourself? Because if we're not monitoring ourselves on a regular basis and we're not looking at ourselves and seeing what has happened, the law of cause and effect is another big one. What was the cause that led to this effect? There are bad things that are going to happen, regardless of your vibration. But what are you going to do right after that bad thing happens? Are you going to go? Can you get back into the right state? Or are you going to constantly dwell on that thing? Are you going to constantly complain about that thing? Because that's what the universe wanted right now, based on your what you did to lead to that effect.
Yeah. So I think that is probably one of the most important things to know and to practice, is when you feel like you're not in a good place, how do you get out? And one of the most important things is like awareness. You have to be aware first. You need to be aware that there is something off. Most people just live their life and then everything goes wrong. And what they do is they point fingers. It's because my mother, my father, my childhood, my boss, my teacher, my whatever it is, they point fingers at something outside of them. And that is the reason for their bad vibration. But it's the other way around. You attract all those things because your vibration is low. So you need to get out of that. And the way I do it is, again, being aware. And then no matter what it is, I try to sit with it. And I know that is a difficult state, like to sit with it. I'm just, when everything goes wrong, I'm thinking, okay, I need to stop. So I stop, I close my eyes, I take a deep breath, and I'm asking myself, where am I? What is going on inside of my body? Where do I feel it inside of my body? And then I'm going to just drop it, no matter what it is, because it is never important enough to disturb my peace. And I don't even have to know exactly what it is. I just have to let go of that feeling. And I think I learned a lot when I was, when I had a followed a course with Hill Voskin, I think, from the Sedona method. So the Sedona method is where you welcome all those negative feelings, and instead of going against them and trying to get rid of them and like actively fighting them, because whatever you give energy grows. So if you're going to fight your negativity, so first of all, most people are not aware. They don't even know that they're the problem. But once you're the problem and you understand it, then the danger is that you're going to start trying to fight it. And then you give it more energy and it becomes bigger and bigger. So the next phase, then you realize, oh my God, no, I'm not going to fight it. I am going to just embrace it. I'm just going to invite it and say, okay, I see you, I hear you, but I'm going to drop you because I have no space for you anymore. And thank you so much for taking care of me, but now I move on. And you drop it, and you don't even have to identify exactly what it is. You just let it go. And then you feel like a sense of peace coming over you.
And that's,
and then you take another deep breath and you just move on with your life, and you're going to see that you're going to feel the shift and everything is going to change.
So some people call that selfishness, and it's not.
No, you know, there's in an airplane, they also say you have to put your mask on first before you put it on your children. And you have to take care of yourself in order to be like the best version of yourself so that you can serve also as the best version of yourself. And of course, it depends on where you are in your life. But I mean, taking care of yourself is not selfish at all. And by the way, people love being around happy people way more than being around grumpy people.
Right. And if you're complaining all the time, what's going to happen? Your people around you will complain. And then you, every success you have is very interesting. This one vibration book that was on Audible that I watched. And as I'm pulling up my phone to take a look at which one it was on Audible that was intriguing, it was just a really simple one, but what I liked about it was it was called The Law of Vibration by Emmanuel Santa Anna. And what I liked about it was it really spoke to the point about vibration. It said, wow, I get this now. Holy cow. That's why things happen the way they feel. Why people around me can take me down. Why certain things happen. It's as simple as that. And then, but have gratitude. If you're not, you're going, not going to stay in your great vibration if you're not happy for where you are right now. Grateful for where the journey is. Grateful for where the journey is going to take you next.
Yeah.
The universe is not going to reward you then, right?
Well, the universe is very neutral. The universe doesn't care. The universe doesn't care if you're happy, you're not happy. It has no interest in
it's us
in a way
ourselves. If we're not
stuff, you know.
But if we're not grateful, we're not going to get what we want.
Well, I think the gratefulness is going to help you being in the moment and be happy, because if you're grateful, you're just happy. And I know, like, and I came a long way, but I think that, like you say, being grateful for what you have today makes you happy. And that is why it is such a good thing. Like, being, you can be all day long grateful, but I mean, it is the happiness, the joy, that is the vibration. That is what's vibrating around you. So you will attract happy people, you will attract happy occasions, and everything will, your life is going to be much smoother. No depression, no anxiety. And again, we're all human beings. We will be depressed. We will have anxiety. We will get angry. We will be disappointed. The question is, for how long?
Yeah.
That is the key.
How long will that be? So yeah, going through this vibrations, what do you see the mistake people make that you've coached or of that say they're practicing the law of attraction, but you know they truly aren't, because of the law of vibration. They're not utilizing the law of vibration. They have their vision board, they have their goals, but then you get in the room with them and it definitely doesn't feel like they are.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems is they don't walk away from negativity. And so So you get in that negative spiral. And it is when you start working with the law of vibration or the law of attraction, and you become aware of the fact that your surroundings are important to you and that it affects you. Most people feel very bad if they are going to cut off a friend, or they're not going to visit their mother anymore because it's just too much negativity. And there is a time in your life that you are in that between. People don't like you anymore because you don't want to engage with their story. So the walking away from all the negative stories around you is, I think, what keeps the not walking away is what keeps people stuck a lot of times, because they know what they have to do and they're on a certain plateau. And then it is very important to find like-minded people. And that's why a coach usually is very helpful, because a coach is going to point that out to you and it's going to say, come on, let's
go. You can do it.
You know, that's also the reason why all these retreats, weekends, week-longs, it doesn't matter, with like-minded people are so effective, because you take yourself out of your regular environment and you're going to go in a situation where everybody's vibrating on a much higher level, and you're going to feel that uplifting feeling, and then afterwards you don't want to lose it anymore, and then it becomes easier and easier to walk away. You have to walk away from your old story, and that is very difficult, because we are, you know, we don't want to disappoint our friend. All of a sudden you don't want to go you don't want to go out anymore to just complain about your boss and complain about everything. And you say, oh, I'm not going to go. So you become the weirdo in your friend group until you find a new friend group where people are going to uplift you.
Or you do, because you don't want to be around them. That's for sure. The ones that are down.
Yeah, and it's hard, because they're going to say, oh my God, all of a sudden, how? And then they will call you all kind of stuff. They're going to call you, oh, we're not good enough anymore. Or now all of a sudden she became like so selfish, she doesn't want to deal with us anymore. But it's also the same thing. Like, you have to protect yourself. You have to protect your vibration. You have to protect yourself. And so the minute you see that it is pulling you down, you need to distance yourself. And that is very hard to do. And later on, when you're a little bit more when it is more your natural being to live on a higher vibration, you might be able to go back and not have any influence anymore. But in the beginning, you need to distance yourself from negativity.
All right. Best place we can find information on you is go to your YouTube channel, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And that YouTube channel is?
Rika Rivka Markel.
All right. Fantastic. And people could check you out, follow you on different social media platforms. Great conversation. We'll continue with those vibration conversations next week. All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. That was the Neil Haley Show, guys. Take care.